Mr. Brown lived next door to Alex and his mum and dad. Mr. Brown had a great big property. It was full of all sorts of stuff. It had a big long drive that went up, and alongside were lots of trees and shrubs, and in amongst all the trees and shrubs were all sorts of stuff. There were bits of old cars, and there were some big carvings and made out of stone, and some made out of wood, and there were telegraph poles and all sorts of different things. Alex's mum called it junk. Mr. Clayton, the neighbour man on the other side of Mr. Brown's place, he called it bloody junk. And he was always getting someone from the council around to try and get rid of Mr. Brown's bloody junk. But Alex liked it. He thought it was exciting. It was like another world. And at the end of the big long drive, there was another big amazing thing. Mr. Brown's house. It was two stories, and it had a beautiful big tiled roof and three chimneys. And it had these big columns out the front. And all around the side were big high windows and lots of beautiful dark timber siding on the outside. At the door he had a big stone carving of a Chinaman with long hair and eyes that seemed to look right through you. Inside Mr. Brown's house, there was more and more interesting things. Just about every inch of the house had something interesting. There was all sorts of stuff in there. And through the rooms, there was just like a little narrow path that you could walk to get through to the other side, to another door on the other side, or to Mr. Brown's bed in his bedroom. Alex used to go over there every day after school when he'd finished his chores. He used to enjoy sitting with Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown was really interesting. He'd done all sorts of things in his life. As a young man, he'd worked in the forests. He'd cut down big trees. And he'd been a sea captain as well and sailed the seven seas. Oh, yeah. He'd even been to the moon. This is what Alex reckoned anyway. He must have been an astronaut because one day Mr. Brown showed him the stone that was from the moon. And it was black with little tiny holes. And when Alex held it, it was really heavy. Yeah, really heavy. Every Saturday, Mr. Brown used to go for a walk down to the river. He called it his river walk, and sometimes Alex would go with him. It was neat fun. They used to walk, usually just quietly, and Mr. Brown used to look along the banks. He was looking for raw materials because he was a wood carver and he used to get the bits of wood that came down the river and perched itself on the sides of the banks. After it had been a big rain, that was the best time to go down. There was quite often timber on the sides, bits of tree on the sides, just perfect. Just perfect for something, Mr. Brown would say. If they found a big log, then they had to get the car. This was fun. They used to get Mr. Brown's Jag. He had about three Jags parked in his backyard. And the one they used to go down and get the logs with, it was a big grey one. It was really cool. Alex used to think it was like the Batmobile because it had big, long, curvy sides up around the wheels in the front. And the doors opened backwards when you got in. It was pretty special. And Mr. Brown would get in the car and Mr. Brown would say, Will we let the jag roar? And Alex would say, yeah. And Mr. Brown would turn the key and the jag would go. And they'd drive down to the river. Not fast like a jaguar would run, but just at a nice leisurely pace. One day, Alex, when they were down the river, he found a beautiful piece of wood. It was tota, said Mr. Brown, and very auspicious. Wow. They took it back to the house, and Mr. Brown said, I think this should be your power staff. This is something you can carry. Let's carve it. Let's start carving it. Wow. Alex was pretty excited. They went into his carving room. This was where Mr. Brown did all his carving. There was lots of bits of wood in here and lots of carvings, pieces of wood that had been carved and pieces of wood that were about to be carved and pieces of wood that were just sitting there waiting for something. There were chisels in there and hammers. And it was a chisel and hammer that Alex now had in his hands. Let's carve roots at the bottom of this staff. Let's imagine it's like a tree and it carve two roots at the bottom because that will represent your mother and father. Oh, okay, said Alex, and he chipped away at the wood and he carved two roots going down. On the side, you can carve a small branch coming out. That can be your brother Tom, said Mr. Brown. And Alex carved just quietly, with a little bit of help from Mr. Brown, a branch on the side. On the other side, you can carve another small branch that will represent your dog, Chipper. Oh, good idea, said Alex. And he carved another wee branch. When it was finished, he held it up. He stood it next to him. It was just a little bit higher than Alex, and it just felt right in his hands. Is your power staff, said Mr. Brown. The bottom points down to the ground. It points to the earth, where you come from. And you're made up of all the atoms in the earth. The earth is who you are. And the top, it points up to the sky. It points up to the stars, Alex. And it's all that you may be. It's all that you will become. Oh, Alex just loved this. He loved when Mr. Brown talked like this. It made him all tingly. It made him feel really special, like he was just amazing. Right. Another day, when Alex was over at Mr. Brown, sitting on the porch, Mr. Brown said, I've got something else for you. Oh, what? Said Alex. Come with me. And they both got up and they went into the house and they walked in between all the stuff that was in the lounge. And Mr. Brown reached over and he pulled a drawer out from the top of a cabinet over against the wall. And he rummaged around inside. And then he pulled out another little carving. It was a bone carving, and it was shaped like a spiral. Wow, said Alex. Oh, I love it. Here, put it round your neck, Alex, said Mr. Brown. Alex did so. Now, you trace your finger around that spiral there, Alex. So Alex did, and he moved his finger round and round into the middle. He says, that represents you going inside yourself. going inside for all the knowledge that you are. Now, trace your finger out, Alex. And Alex did so. He moved his finger round and round the curves of the spiral, coming out and out, and then off the end. That's you, Alex. That's you being all you are in the world, spinning out everywhere. Oh, cool, said Alex. Cool. Now, let's go and carve a spiral on your power staff, Alex. And off they went, into the room with wood chips and dust and bits of wood. And Alex got the chisels down, and Mr. Brown gave him a hammer, and away they went, chipping the spiral of life into his power.